I'm very thankful for this opportunity to share God's word with you.
很感恩有这个机会在这里跟你们分享信息。
First of all, I've been away from you for a long time, so I'm happy to be back.
我已经没有来这里很久了，所以呢，很高兴又回到这里。
Of course, this is the first day of the Chinese New Year, and it makes it a special occasion.
因为今天是中国新年的第一天，所以是特别的一个日子。
And it is special for one more reason.
还有那个很特别有一个原因。
And that is, I leave for Singapore tomorrow.
那我明天要去新加坡。
回去新加坡。So I've been serving in Singapore most of the time, and I come back and visit my family every now and then. I leave for Singapore again tomorrow.
因为大多数时间我现在在新加坡侍奉，那有时候呢就回来看看家人，偶尔在这里美国待一阵。
Today is Chinese New Year, so my family and I would like to wish all of you 新年快乐，万事如意。
今天是中国新年，所以我和我的家人要祝大家新年快乐，万事如意。
Today I would like to share with you from three statements found in the Apostles' Creed.
今天我要跟大家分享的是圣经当中的有三个方面。
The Apostles' Creed is a confession that the Christians use. It is a very old confession, the oldest that we know of.
这三个使徒的信条呢是相当那个传统的那个一方面，圣经里面的一方面。
The Apostles' Creed starts with the statement, I believe in God the Father Almighty.
那这使徒信条的第一个呢，就是说我相信我主天上的父是我们的那个至高无上的。
And the second paragraph concerns Jesus Christ.
那第二段呢是讲耶稣基督。
And it says, I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord.
他说我相信耶稣基督是我主唯一的儿子。
And the third paragraph is just one line, and it says, I believe in the Holy Spirit.
第三段是讲的说我相信圣灵。
And the fourth paragraph, I believe in the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints.
那我的第四段是讲说相信福音的教会。
And the last paragraph says, I believe in the forgiveness of sin,the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting.
最后一段呢讲的是说我相信他那个赎罪那个还相信是复活。
复活。And the life everlasting.
还有就是永生。
So there were three statements in the last paragraph. That is forgiveness of sin,resurrection of the body and the life everlasting.
那最后这里是讲到的是说那个赎罪和那个就是复活，还有就是得到永生。
And so these three things concern our salvation.
这三个方面呢是讲到了我们的救恩。
These are the three wonderful benefits that we receive from God.
这是我们所那个从上帝得到最好的业处。
And so what do we mean by forgiveness of sin?
这我们怎么来讲说这是赎罪这个事呢？
Most Christians are clear, quite clear about what it means.
大多数基督徒还是清楚这是怎么是讲什么。
What does it mean when we say I believe in the resurrection of the body?
那我们讲说这个身体的复活又是怎么回事呢？
In that, many Christians are still not very clear.
大多数的那个基督徒还是不是很清楚这方面。
And then, what do we mean by everlasting life?
那我们又讲永生是怎么回事呢？
And in this, again, many Christians are a little bit fuzzy.
那一些基督徒还是都蛮模糊的在这方面。
The scripture tells us that we will have these three benefits.
圣经当中告诉我们，我们有这三方面的益处。
And it is therefore a wonderful blessing if we can understand fully what these three benefits are.
这是相当有福气的，如果我们能够清楚明白这三方面。
So I would briefly go through first on the forgiveness of sin and the other two as well.
我今天就是要讲这三方面，首先先来讲这个赎罪。
In Romans 6 that we read a while ago,
在罗马书的六章我们刚刚念过的经文。
In verse 19 it says,
在十九节说
the second line, just as you used to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and ever increasing wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness leading to holiness.
那十九节呢，就是说我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的话常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆以至于不法，现今也要按照将肢体献给义做奴仆以至于成圣。
And verse 21 says, what benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of?
21节又说，你们现今所看为羞耻的事当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死。
Yes, and those things would result in death.So there is a contrast of two ways. One, the way of wickedness, and one, the way of, that leads to holiness.
一个呢，就是这有两方面，一个是讲它是不完美不洁的，另外一方面又是讲圣洁的。
So the Apostle Paul challenges us and says, what did you benefit from your sin in the past?
那保罗，使徒保罗说，你们是如何从你们之前的罪来得益处呢？
Well, there are two problems with the sins from our past.
在我们过去的罪里面有两个问题。
First, he says, now you are ashamed of them.
首先他说你应该为此而羞辱，羞耻。
Sin is very strange.
罪是很奇怪的。
Before we commit a sin, the sin looks very attractive.
在我们那个就是犯罪的时候，那些事情看起来是很有吸引力的。
But after we have sinned, when we look back at our sin, it is terribly shameful.
在我们犯了罪以后，回过头来再去看的时候，我们是觉得非常羞耻的。
And so Paul says, look at the past life. When you look back at it, you realize that sin is a shameful thing.
那我们如果说在那个回头观望我们的日子的时候呢，我们就会看到说我们所犯的过错是多么的羞耻。
Not only is it shameful, it results in death.
不仅仅是觉得羞耻，而且呢，它带领你走向死亡。
And then in verse 22, he talks about the exact opposite.
那在二十二节里面又告诉你相反的事实。
It says, now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness and results in eternal life.
二十二节又告诉我们说，但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。
So there are two benefits. There is the benefit of eternal life and the benefit of holiness.
这就是有两个好处，一个就是你得到永生，还有你有圣洁的灵魂。
These are great benefits, and we must not scoff at them.
这两个是相当相当好的那个好处业处，所以呢，不要那个忽略它。
First of all, we note that Jesus has the ability to forgive sin.
首先，我们要知道，耶稣有能力来那个赎我们的罪。
A few days ago, I had a discussion in a group concerning, with including non-Christians.
那几天以前呢，我跟一个小组的人在谈话，其中也有非基督徒。
And one distinct thing that we talk about of being, of what Jesus Christ, offers as different from any other faith is the forgiveness of sin.
我们说我们耶稣那个就是耶稣基督跟别的那个基督教跟别的那个信仰有什么不同的？最大的一方面就是他会赎我们的罪。
All the other religions say this is how you get forgiveness from God.
那其他的那个宗教呢就会说，这就是你能够是跟就是从你信的神那个得到的原谅。
But Jesus says, I forgive you.
那耶稣会说，我来赎你的罪。
In fact, that happened during his life in a very special and a rather well-known incident.
所以你可以看到从 有一个特别的那个事件当中可以看到这个。
In Mark chapter 2, we are told that Jesus was teaching inside a house.
在马可的那个二章里面说，耶稣在一个屋子里面教书。
It was very crowded and people couldn't get to him.
那相当拥挤，人们想要那个走向他还不容易。
There was a man who was paralyzed.
有一个人是瘫痪了的。
And he couldn't get to Jesus.
他没办法走向耶稣。
So four of his friends brought him to the roof.
所以呢，他的那个朋友呢，就把他带到那个屋顶上。
And they broke open the roof and let him down from the roof in front of Jesus.
所以他从那个屋顶上呢，挖开呢，就是把他从上面呢，就是降下来。
And when Jesus saw him, what did Jesus say?
当耶稣看到的时候，你知道耶稣说了什么吗？
He said, "Your sins are forgiven."
他说你的罪都被赦免。
I don't know about you, but if I'm paralyzed lying down there, I might be saying, "I'm not exactly here to have my sins forgiven."
那我不知道你是怎么想。如果我是这个瘫痪的人，我就会觉得，这怎么说呢？怎么会是我的罪都赦免了呢
？I'm actually here to get myself healed.
我是想要在这里得到那个救治，就是治疗。
But perhaps it was something else.
也许是其他的事情。
Perhaps indeed he was there to have his sins forgiven.
其实他从那个内心来讲，大概就是为了要那个救赎他的罪。
The Bible doesn't tell us what was in his heart.
但是那个圣经没有告诉我们他心里是怎么想。
What we are told is that the people around Jesus said, "How can this man forgive sin? Only God can forgive sin."
那也许那些人会说，这耶稣怎么会能那个救赎人的罪呢？只有上帝才能救赎人的罪。
And Jesus said, "In order that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sin," he told the man, "Take up your bed and arise up and walk."
那你知道吗？因为耶稣是圣子，他是有权利来救赎人的。
And the proof is that he could heal this man.
那就还证明了他是可以治愈这个瘫痪的人的。
The forgiveness of sin makes us holy.
那能够那个赦免人的罪是让就是变有圣洁。
So the first benefit when we come to Jesus is that we receive the forgiveness of sin. Our lives are made whole again.
首先我们来到神的面前，我们是得到我们那个罪的赦免。
Forgiveness of sin is a strange thing.
赦免罪是一个很特别的事情。
Why do we need forgiveness of sin?
为什么我们需要那个把我们的罪赦免呢？
Why do we feel that need?
为什么我们有感到有这个那个需要呢？
Why is it that as human beings, when we do wrong things, we just turn away, walk away, and forget about it? Why don't we do that?
那些作为人来说，也许就是你做错的事，你就离开了。你为什么你还要需要得到赎罪呢
？And this is because God has put that need in our heart so that we will turn to Him.
因为呢，神把这个需要呢放到我们的心里，所以我们能够走向他。
And the second benefit is the resurrection of the body.
第二个就是我们身体的复活。
Resurrection of the body is many times embedded together with everlasting life.
那个身体的复活呢，是让我们走向那个永生的一个过程。
But in the Apostles' Creed, it's stated as two separate things.
但使徒信条里面讲的是两件分开的事情。
And this is to draw our attention to it.
它是要让我们那个注意到这个方面。
What is the resurrection, and why do we need it?
为什么要复活？为什么我们有需要
？See, the resurrection of the body is many times omitted in the gospel messages that we hear.
那个身体的肉身的复活，有时候就是在那个圣经里面常常没有讲到。
That we don't talk about.
我们没有常常的提到。
And we tend to forget this, and I wonder why.
我们常常忘记了这方面，不知道为什么。
We tell people that when you come to Jesus, you go to heaven.
我们告诉人们说你那个你来到神的面前，你将来就会去天堂。
That is correct.
这是对的。
But not enough.
但是还不够。
Because we are told that our bodies will be resurrected from the dead.
因为我们被告诉说我们的身体会从那个死里复活。
And the resurrection is very important.
而复活是相当重要的一件事。
The resurrection of Christ is very important.
而那个耶稣基督的复活也相当重要。
Our resurrection is very important.
我们的复活也很重要。
You see, I think we tend to be infected by something thinking in our mind that separates the body from the soul.
因为我们常常把那个灵魂和肉体的这些复活是分开来想的。
We tend to think that the body is bad, but the soul is good.
我们有时候就想肉身是不好的，那让那个灵魂是好的。
And that at the end of our lives, our body is of no more use, and we throw it away, and the soul goes to God.
那在最后呢，我们的那个肉身呢就可以那个那个去那个摒弃了，就是把那个灵魂呢是上天了。
But what the Bible tells us is a little bit different.
但是圣经上告诉我们有点是不同的。
If you go back to the very first book of the Bible, Genesis, what do we see?
如果你翻到的圣经的第一本书那个创世纪，会说什么？
We are told that God made Adam and then breathed into him and he became a living being.
他说那个神呢那个那个带来了亚当，他那个就是变成了那个就是变成了人。
And he has both a body and a soul.
他有肉身也有他的灵魂。
And God said it was very good.
神说这是相当好。
So sin has destroyed that.
但是呢那个罪恶呢就是那个毁灭了这一切。
But at the end, God is going to restore it.
但是在最后呢，神会重建。
And this is why the resurrection of the body is important.
所以呢，肉身的复活也是相当重要的。
Because when God made us, He made us body and soul.
神在造我们的时候，造了灵魂，也造了肉身。
If our salvation is the salvation of the soul without the salvation of the body, it's half a salvation.
如果我们的那个救赎复活就是救赎，如果说重生的话，只有灵魂而没有肉身，只是一半。
Both the body and the soul require redemption from God.
我们同时我们的灵魂和我们的那个肉身都要那个得到赦免。
I'd like to read to you a few passages from 1 Corinthians 15.
那我们现在要念的是《哥林多前书》的几个章节。
In verse 51.
六章 six.
First Corinthians 15. 哥林多前书。
哥林多前书十五章。
51节。Verse 51.Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
就在一刹时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
Why is there a need for our bodies to be raised?
为什么我们有需要把我们的肉身也复活呢？
I know that when I was young as a Christian, I was told that my body would be raised, and I've been sort of put at the back of my mind saying, well, why is there a need for that?
所以我在年轻的时候就一直听到说我们的将来我们的肉身也会复活。那我一直有习惯，为什么需要呢？
Isn't it enough that my soul goes to God?
那我的灵魂是上天堂不是就已经够了吗？
Why does God bother to raise my body up?
为什么神要我的肉身也复活呢？
What meaning is there in this resurrection of the body?
这个那个肉身的复活有什么意思呢？
You see, all religions, almost all religions talk about a life that we will have after we die.
所有的信仰呢都会讲到说我们那个死以后的日子。
But only in the faith of the Old and New Testament that we are told that the body would actually be raised back to life.
在我们的旧约和圣约里面呢，却告诉我们说，将我们死后呢，我们的身体事实上是会复活的。
In Jesus Christ, we are supposed to defeat death.
在耶稣基督里面，我们是会战胜死亡的。
If there is no resurrection, there is no defeat of death.
如果没有复活的话呢，就没有战胜死亡。
Recently, we had Hurricane Sandy.
最近我们有那个 Hurricane 那个Sandy 风暴。
And a lot of people in New Jersey are badly hit.
很多新泽西的人呢都受到影响。
Some people still have their homes in shambles. They are not rebuilt. They are still staying outside of the home.
那一些人的家呢还没有那个家园还没有被重建，所以呢他们必须住在别的地方。
So, at what point do you think would things be normal again for them?
你觉得说他们在什么情况下他们才觉得他们生活又回到原来的样子了呢？
Is it good enough for me to say that, oh, I can accept that my house is destroyed and I'm at peace and therefore nothing more needs to be done?
那你觉得说他们会觉得因为他们的房子还没有修好，他们就已经觉得说有心里有平安，就是一切都已经如常了吗？
It is good to have peace in your heart.
心里有平安是很好的一件事情。
But they still want to see the house fixed.
他们还是希望看到他们的房子被修好了。
Our bodies are like that house that is broken down. Until it is fixed, it is not fixed.
所以我们的肉身呢，就像那个破车，那个要修复的房子一样，一直到它修复了才是好的。
We cannot give death and resurrection by a different name and expect the problem to be over.
我们不能说从死里复活只讲一部分而来觉得说是完全的。
There are only two ways in which death can be defeated.
只有两个方法那个才能战胜死亡。
One is we do not die.
一个就是我们不死。
The second is after we die, we are raised back to life.
第二个就是这即使死了以后也会复活。
And that is exactly what the Bible tells us.
这就是圣经上所告诉我们的。
That if we are still alive when Jesus comes, we'll be raptured and caught up. We'll not see death. We'll not die.
所以如果说那个我们能够复活的话呢，神那个上帝在下到来就会接我们那个上天，我们就是复活的。
And the second is that if we are already dead in Christ, we'll be raised up, and so we would defeat death.
所以呢，我们如果已经死了的话，我们就会复活，我们这样就是战胜了死亡。
You see, the body is not useless.
所以呢，那个肉身不是没有用的。
The Bible doesn't teach that.
圣经没有这样教导你们。
The body is weak.
那个肉身是比较软弱的。
The body is prone to sin.
那个肉身呢也常常是罪的起源。
But the body itself is not evil.
但是那个肉身它本身不是那个坏的。
Remember Eden, God made Adam body and soul, and it was very good.
你还记得在伊甸园里面，他将那个亚当造了亚当，他的有灵魂有肉身。
And when we are told that when Jesus died, he rose again from the dead.
我们也被告诉说耶稣基督死里复活。
It would not do if somebody were to tell you that it was a spiritual resurrection. Jesus' body didn't really rise, only his spirit went to God, and that's good enough.
如果说告诉你说只有那个耶稣基督只有他的那个灵魂被复活而没有他的肉身被复活，那是不够的。
In fact, not only is it not enough, it's heresy.
那 不仅仅是不够，而且是不足以证明的。
So why are we happy with our soul going to heaven without our resurrection?
所以呢，我如果只有我们的灵魂去了那个天堂，而不是没有我们的身体的话，怎么办呢？
You know, we are Chinese and we come from a culture that says that the body is useless.
那我们中国人常常说这个身体其实是后来是没用的。
So what do you do to a person after he's dead?
所以你那个人死了以后怎么做呢？
So a lot of people cremate and burn the body up.
所以很多人就是在人死了以后就把它火葬了，就烧掉了。
Because the body has no value.
因为觉得说这个死了以后的肉身是没有用的。
And so we just get rid of it.
所以就把它那个弄掉了。
But that's not what the early Christians did.
但是这不是早期的基督徒们做的。
The early Christians always buried their dead.
那以前呢，早期的基督徒都是把那个肉身呢，就是埋起来。
And this is because they are waiting for the resurrection.
因为他们在等待那个复活。
And they are saying that both in life and in death, I want to tell the world that in Christ Jesus, I have the resurrection.
所以呢，他想要告诉那个世人的是，就说活着也好，死了也好，死了以后是可以复活的。
And so I'm going to leave my bones here, waiting for the resurrection, so that the whole world knows that I am waiting for the resurrection.
所以呢，那个留这个那个肢体在那里呢，就是为了说要告诉人们说，我在等待有一天能够复活。
You may not value your body.
也许你不那个就看重你的肢体。
But God values your body.
但是神很看重你的肢体。
And He says that He's going to raise your body up.
他说他会复活你的肢体。
You would not have sicknesses anymore.
你也不会有病痛。
All the pain and suffering that you go through will be gone.
所以你所经历过的那些痛苦，那个都会那个就是去的无影无踪。
And this is such a comfort to us.
这是相当那个对我们的安慰。
Because we are not defeated by disease.
因为我们那个能够战胜那个病痛。
Why? Because we'll be resurrected without disease.
因为我们复活以后，我们就没有那些病痛。
We will not be defeated by the corruption of the body.
我们就不会因为我们的那个肢体的那个腐败而就是受影响。
Because we will be raised incorruptible.
因为我们会那个复活是坚韧不那个不朽的复活。
And we'll say, O death, where is your victory? O grave, where is your sting?
所以你的那个死亡就是就是你死而复活以后，你的罪就没有了。
So the mission is to save the whole person, not just the soul.
所以呢，这个使命呢，就是告诉我们是要拯救整个人。
So when we have the new life in Christ, it is not just that our soul will go to heaven, but that our bodies will also be resurrected from the dead.
所以我们在神里面有新生的时候，我们不是只有我们灵魂得救了，而且我们的肉身也得救。
The resurrection is a blessed hope.
这个复活。就是救恩呢，是一个福气，是我们的福气。
The body that is broken by sin and destroyed by death will be resurrected to victory and to everlasting life.
这个死去的肉身呢，在那个救赎了我们的罪，赎我们的罪以后呢，它也复活。
In fact, the resurrection of the body motivates us to treat our bodies well and to live in a holy life.
所以呢，那个肉身的复活也告诉我们，就说我们要那个善待我们的肉身，我们将来也是有复活的那个希望。
If our bodies are not important, we have no responsibility to our bodies.
如果我们觉得我们肉身没有用的话，我们就不会好好的看待对待我们的肢体。
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 says this.
哥林多的前书六章十九节。
Do you not know that your bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own; you were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies.
哥林多前书六章十九二十节，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。 并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
So we are to honor God in our bodies.
所以我们要在我们的身体上荣耀神。
Not just our soul.
不是只有我们的灵魂。
And what is the reason given to us?
这是什么原因呢？
That our bodies have been bought with a price.
因为我们的这肉身是用重价买来的。
Definitely, our souls are bought, but our bodies are also bought.
不仅仅我们的灵魂是有价的，但是我们的肉身也是有价的。
And so our bodies belong to God as much as our soul belongs to God.
那我们的肉身呢，也是属于神的，不仅仅就像我们的灵魂是属于神的一样。
And this is why a true understanding of the resurrection of the body, Paul says earlier in Romans 6, causes us to become holy.
所以呢，这就告诉我们在那个复活这里面呢，就是使徒保罗告诉我们，就是我们的那个圣洁，就是我们在复活里面所得的圣洁。
And one last point about the resurrection is that our resurrection is guaranteed by the resurrection of Christ.
最后呢，我们讲到的是说，我们这个复活呢是有保证的。
Jesus did not just his soul just go to heaven, but his body was resurrected at Easter.
耶稣基督呢，不仅仅是他的那个灵魂呢，升天了，他的那个肉身呢也在复活，也是复活了。
Our body and soul are supposed to be one. That is the original design from God.
我们的灵魂和肉身应该是合一的，是我们最早神的造我们的旨意。
Let me run a timeline for you.
让我们来看一个时间表。
Let's say tomorrow I die.
就说我们明天会死去。
And then my soul goes to heaven.
那我的灵魂上了天。
And Jesus doesn't come for another 1,000 years.
那耶稣基督，在要1000多年以后才能回来。
But when he comes again, my body will be resurrected.
但是如果他来的时候，我的肉身就会被那个复活。
So I would have spent 1,000 years as a soul without a body.
那也许那这就是说我呢有这个1000年的时间，那个灵魂跟肉身是不在一起的。
But after that, I will forever be body and soul together in the resurrected body.
但是呢，在我的肉身复活以后呢，我的灵魂跟我的肉身呢将是永生的、永远的在一起了。
So it is quite strange that many times when we present the gospel, we only tell people of this short period of salvation and miss out the eternal period where we are both body and soul.
所以呢，有时候在那个看那个学习圣经的时候，就是只看到了短暂的这个得救，但是没有看到我们永恒的这个得救。
And so I would like to bring back to our consciousness again that the wonderful new life in Christ will be full upon our resurrection.
所以呢，我们要这样，把大家呢，就是提醒大家说，我们在基督里面得到新生命的时候，是一个完整的生命。
Let me point you to another text in John chapter 6 verse 40.
那我们再来讲一个约翰福音三章的
六章四十节。
约翰福音的六章四十节。
For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
Our soul without our body is incomplete.
如果我们的灵魂缺了我们的肢体，那是不完全的。
This is seen for us in Revelation chapter 6, verse 10.
那个这是在那个 Revelation 的那个
第六章
的第十节。
They called out in a loud voice, "How long, Sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?" This is to say that the Christians who have already died and are in heaven, they are calling to God and saying, how long before everything is back to normal again?
所以呢，这个里面它是这个Revelation 的那个六章十节里面就讲到了说，那些基督徒已经那个升天了，他们的灵魂呢就是已经在天堂，他们就在等待说，还要多久多久，他们的肢体才能够和灵魂合一呢
？So the fullness of eternal life is not a soul floating about.
所以呢，我们讲的永生不只是你的灵魂就是游荡在那里
，But our bodies will be like the resurrected body of Christ.
我们的肉身也是会复活的。
Jesus could eat with his disciples.
所以呢，那个耶稣可以呢，就是显现给这些那个使徒看。
Yeah, he is able to eat with them.
吃哦，他的那个耶稣基督可以跟他使徒一起吃饭。
They were able to touch him and feel him.
他们也能够摸到他，感觉到他。
But he is not limited by the physical bodies before his resurrection.
所以呢，他在他的肢体复活之前，不并不是没有那个就是极限的。
After his resurrection, Jesus could walk through the doors, or even though the door was shut.
在那个他的复活以后呢，他是甚至能够那个走过那个门那个还有可以关门。
He could be here and then suddenly be there at another place.
他可以在这个地方，也可以很快的又在另外一个地方出现。
So, we do not know fully what the resurrected body is.
我们不知道这什么是完整的那个完全的一个那个复活的那个身体。
We do not know exactly what it is like, but we are told that it is wonderful.
我们不清楚，但是呢，我们知道是件相当美好的事情。
So then, in what way are you saved?
那你在什么样的样子你才是被得救了呢？
I hope you are saved already in the forgiveness of sin.
我相信你那个希望你已经在那个被赎罪的时候已经得救了。
If you have not yet received the forgiveness of sin and your heart cries out for forgiveness, then you must come to Jesus and receive His forgiveness.
如果你还没有你的罪还没得到赦免，你的内心在那个呼喊着想要得到你的罪的赦免的话呢，请你就来到神的面前。
And if you have already received forgiveness, then you must live your life understanding that there will be a full salvation of your body and your soul.
如果你的罪已经被赦免了，你已经信了主，那就是希望你能够有那个懂得，就是有一个那个完整的一个复活。
That when Christ has come to redeem you, He has saved your body and He has saved your soul, and the entire person lives for God.
在耶稣基督来救赎你的时候呢，不是只有你的灵魂、你的肉体，将来都会得到赎救的复活，而且得到永生。
And when you treat yourself, body and soul, then you treat yourself as a whole person, complete in Christ.
如果你能够善待你的那个灵魂和你的肢体的话，将来那是合而为一的一体。
And when you are resurrected, you know that you will be able to feel things because you have a body.
所以你将来那个升天以后呢，你也能够说这知道说你能够感觉到，你能够那个摸到这些事情，是因为你是一个有完整的肢体的人。
Now I don't want you to get distracted over the cremation issue.
我不希望你在把那个火葬这件事情上得到那个就是有问题。
Because some people will say, well, if I'm cremated, does it mean God cannot raise me from the dead?
那有的人说，那如果我火葬以后，是不是神就不能够复活我了呢？
Of course, God is able to raise you from the dead.
当然，神还是会复活你的。
So, but the only question about that I brought the reason why I brought up cremation is this.
那我那个把那个火葬这件事情讲起来的是这个问题。
Is that this thought that the body is useless is very deeply ingrained in our minds?
因为这个对我们来说就是这个肢体将来是没用的，是已经深植在我们的脑海里了。
And I'm using the cremation as an example to show us how deeply ingrained in our mind that is.
我就是用这个火葬这件事情来告诉大家，就是我们已经多么深刻的觉得说这个肢体没用。
Personally, I would suggest that it is much better not to cremate and to bury instead.
那我个人来说呢，觉得火葬并不是个选择，好的选择应该是要那个来那个埋葬的。
Because in my burial, I am telling the world that I'm waiting for the resurrection. And do you have one?
那如果是埋葬的话呢，你就是这样告诉世人说你在等待那个复活。
Of course, some people say, "Well, where is the land to bury everybody?"
那有人会说，那哪里来这么多的地可以来那个埋葬这些人呢？
Well, the problem was already solved by the first Christians.
那这个问题已经在那个早期的那个基督徒已经解决了。
Two ways of solving it.
有两个方法。
One way is that when they bury people, they didn't bury in the ground; they bury them sideways.
那个他们就是不是平的那个
在地下，
在地下，而是
sideways, like inside a cave, for example.
就是到那个洞里面。
Okay, so, and in fact, today there are people who are interred, meaning that you have one casket, another casket, another casket, and they're all piled on top of each other.
那就是那个方法呢，就是它是叠起来的。
And the early Christians, what they did was that after about a year of burial, they actually pick up the bones and put them into a small urn, into a small box.
那个早期这些基督徒，他们在那个一两年以后呢，就是把这些那个肢体的那个骨头呢，就是放到一个坛子里面。
So there are different ways to express our hope for the resurrection, and not take up a lot of space.
那也有这个方法，就是让我们就说埋葬我们的那个肢体，但是不会那个占很大的地方。
So we have entered into a new year.
所以我们就进入了新年。
And I want you to enter this new year with a new understanding and a new hope of the how God values your body.
所以我们在新年里面，我希望你们能够明白，就是神是如何的来那个看重你的肢体的。
That even if you don't value your body, God values your body.
即使你自己不这个看重你的肢体，那个神还是看重你的肢体的。
And the best joy and satisfaction in our Christian life is expressed when we recognize the value of our own body and that it is meant for God.
所以我们作为基督徒的最好的就是我们能够看到神对我们的那个肢体的那个看重我们肢体的价值，我们自己也要看重。
May the Lord bless you.
愿主保守大家。